This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The State Department released an annual human rights report today, 2 weeks later than planned. The report spells out what the United States is doing in various countries to advance the cause of human rights. The department says the release was delayed because of worldwide outrage over prisoner abuse in Iraq by U.S. military personnel. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The report covers efforts to promote human rights in 101 countries that the United States has identified as having the most abuses. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says the countries include valued U.S. allies and some new partners in the war on terrorism.
We hold them all, friend and foe alike, to the same high standards to which we hold ourselves. In each of these countries, the United States engages in diplomacy, policy, and hands-on projects to help fix what is wrong and to bring pressure to bear.
But Armitage, speaking at a State Department briefing, acknowledged that American ideals and institutions have been rocked by what he called shocking revelations of American human rights violations in Iraq. Lauren Craner, the Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, told reporters that the release of the human rights report was delayed because of those revelations.
The message of this report, as you heard from Deputy Secretary Armitage, is what we're doing around the world to advance human rights, and we decided it wasn't the right environment to put that message out in.
Reporters asked what has changed in the past 2 weeks to allow the release of the report. Craner responded that the U.S. has detected a change in the international reaction to the abuse at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison.
What we're hearing from people overseas is we think Abu Ghraib is an awful thing, and we think it shows that the United States is imperfect, but we still want you to help us.
Craner cites postings on Chinese websites as an example.
Some of them said it's interesting that leaders in a democracy apologize for things that have gone wrong in their country. Others said it's very interesting that in America the press is free to report on abuses and torture that are committed by security forces in the United States Army.
Like other U.S. officials, Deputy Secretary Armitage pledged that those who bear responsibility for the Iraqi prisoner abuse will be held accountable. But he says that the United States must do more than that.
We must create a constructive legacy, one that promotes and protects human rights and democracy around the world. And you will see in this document the proof that we are doing just that.
Lauren Craner highlighted some of the projects that are underway, a school to develop political leadership skills for East African women, the first independent printing press in Kyrgyzstan, and halfway houses to help child soldiers in Colombia resume normal lives. Craner insists that such programs in the past have paid off.
The support we've given for the past quarter century all over the world has helped usher in some of the most dramatic political changes in history. 25 years ago, there were around 40 democracies in the world. Today, there are over 120.
Craner calls the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse a cloud over U.S. human rights efforts. The United States must break through it, he says, and continue to champion the cause of human rights internationally. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.